Thank you for the challenge to trust you.
我们也感谢你，让我们在挑战中信靠你。
Now help us as we study your word this afternoon.
让我们在学习你话语的时候。
I pray in Jesus' name.
帮助我们，我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. We are picking up Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要接着来看以弗所书第四章。
If you did not get a handout last week, if you raise your hand, brother, Young, Elder Yang or Sister Hongwei will bring you one.
如果你没有上次的这个以弗所书第四章的讲义的话，你举手，然后杨长老或者是红薇姐会给大家发。
Several who need a copy.
有几个人我们看到需要。红薇姐，前面这里。
And over here, this brother. Okay.With starting a little late, I'm not giving out the handout for next week until I am sure we're going to get through today.
因为我们今天开始的有些晚，所以在我确定我们今天能讲多少之前，我不会给让大家拿到下一周的这个作业。
If I have new homework for you for next week, we will hand it out at the end of class.
所以我决定，如果下周你们要有新的作业的话，我在课程结束的时候会发给大家。
We're picking up the beginning of Ephesians 4.
我们今天继续来看以弗所书最第四章的开头。
And I told you when we started Ephesians that at chapter 4 has a major change.
我之前开始的时候告诉过大家，在以弗所书第四章的时候有一个很大的改变。
The first three chapters have looked at what we believe.
以弗所书前三章讲的是我们所信的是什么。
And now he is looking at how do we put this into practice.
而从第四章开始所说的是如何把我们所信的践行在实际生活当中。
So he taught us in chapters 1 and 2 about the new life that we have in Christ.
所以第一章第二章他讲到说我们在基督里的新生命是什么样子的。
He taught us in chapter 3 about the church, the new body that we are part of.
然后在第三章他讲到我们在基督里的这个新的肢体就是教会。
Now he is going to talk about how we live.
然后接下来他要告诉我们我们该如何的生活。
What our relationships are supposed to be like.
我们之间的关系应该是如何的。
And as we study that, you must constantly remember who we are in chapters 1 through 3.
在我们继续学习的过程中，你一定要时刻的记着我们从一到三章学到的，我们是谁。
If you don't remember that, much of chapters 4, 5, and 6 are not very useful to you.
如果你不能时刻记着我们从一到三章学会的我们是谁，那四五六章中讲到的可能对你也没有什么用处。
Because you just kind of go through the motions of following the rules.
因为如果那样子你好像就是一直在跟着这个教导跟着这个规条在走。
But it doesn't come from the heart.
但这个不是从心里面发出来的。
Some of 4, 5, and 6 will be very offensive if you don't remember 1, 2, and 3.
如果你不记得前三章讲的什么的话四五六章中提到的一些事情对你来说可能会让你觉得被侵犯或者不舒服。
Some of you as wives may read, submit to your husband and say, No, I don't want to do that.
你们当中有一些做太太的你可能读到说要顺服你的丈夫你会说哎，我可不想这样
And unless you remember what he has done in us in 1 through 3 it's not very practical
除非你记得到一到三章中讲到神在我们身上所做的那四五六章中所讲的可能就没有那么实际了
Or you husbands may read you should give your life for your wife like Christ gave his life for the church
或者你们做丈夫的当你们读到说要像基督为教会舍己一样为自己的妻子舍己
And you might say If you knew my wife You would know there's no way to love her that much
如果你或许会说哎，如果你认识我太太的话你就知道根本没办法像教会基督爱教会那样爱她
But if you remember chapters 1 through 3 It will change how you see this relationship
但是如果你能够时刻记住一到三章所教导的那你就知道这种关系当中应该如何的变化
So Paul moves from what God has already doneto what we must do in response.
那所以保罗就从神已经成就的这部分现在开始讲我们需要怎么做。
All through scripture, God does it that way.
在整个圣经当中神都是这样子的。
As parents,
作为家长,
it's important for us to learn that principle.
我们也要很重要的我们也要学到这样子的原则。
Because if we start simply with do this, do this, do this, do this, it's all a list of rules.
如果你开始只是告诉孩子说做一二三四，那只是一些教导和规条。
I was studying this week for something I'm going to be teaching next year.
我这个星期在准备明年要教导的一些东西。
And so I was reading in Exodus.
所以我在读出埃及记。
The Ten Commandments.
读十诫。
And this struck me, I guess because of thinking about Ephesians.
所以我想我可能在读十诫的时候想到以弗所书，然后这就让我很触动。
Can someone tell me without having to look, how do the Ten Commandments begin?
你们不看圣经，能不能有人告诉我说十诫最开始怎么开始的？
Only worship one God.
只敬拜神。
Until this week, that would have been my answer.
直到这
I would have given the same answer.
直到这一周，我可能都会说同样的，就是十诫最开始的时候是只可拜耶和华你的神，不能拜别的神。
And I've read it many times.
就是一直一直都是这样子的。
But look at Exodus chapter 20.
但是你看，在出埃及记第二十章。
Because this week I was studying it again.
因为这个星期我就又一次的来学习。
Verse 3, you shall have no other gods before me.
第二十章第三节说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
And all of a sudden I thought, wait a minute, that's verse 3.
然后我突然就意识到等一下这可是第三节呀。
Now, I'm not very good at math.
我数学不是很好。
But if it's verse 3, then that means there's something in 1 and 2.
但是我知道如果这是第三节的话那肯定前面还有两节呢。
So I read verse 1, God spoke all these words, okay, that's the introduction.
所以我就读哦，第一节说神吩咐这一切的话说哦，好，这是一个开头。
And then, before he ever gives a command.
然后我看到在他给我们这个诫命之前。
Before he says, thou shalt have no other gods.
在他说你不可有别的神之前。
He says, verse 2.
在第二节他说。
This is who I am and this is what I have done.
说我就是这样一位，我做的是这样的事情。
I am the Lord your God.
我是耶和华你的神。
I brought you out of Egypt.
曾将你从埃及地带出来。
Out of slavery.
从为奴之家领出来。
God does here what Paul does in Ephesians.
神在这里做的也是保罗在以弗所书中所写的。
This is who I am.
这是我是谁。
This is what I have done for you.
这是我为你所成就的。
Now because of that,
正因如此
Here are the Ten Commandments.
这是我给你的十条诫命
But it is not do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and that way I'll be pleased with you.
而不是说啊，这些诫命你都要遵守，那我就对你很满意了
It is.
而是
This is who I am. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt.
而是先说这我是谁？我是耶和华你的神，我把你从埃及地为奴之家领出来
In response.
所以作为回应
You do this, 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 and this.
你要这么做这么做这么做
I went over to Deuteronomy.
然后我就又去看到申命记
A Jewish family.
那个这种犹太他们的一个家庭
A son says to his father.
有一个儿子对父亲说
What is the meaning of the law?
说律法的意义到底是什么呢
If my son said that to me,
如果我儿子对我这么说的话
I would say it's very simple.
我会对他说很容易啊
It means don't do this.
意思就是不要做这个
Honor your parents, that's me.
要尊敬你的父母就是我
Don't steal.
不要偷窃
I give him a list.
我会给他一个列表
But God says Deuteronomy 6.
但是在申命记第六章
When your son asks what is the meaning of the law?
Which verse?
20.
在第二十节他说日后你的儿子问起你说耶和华吩咐我们的这些法度律例典章是什么意思呢
You shall say to your son
你就告诉你的儿子说
And then you start telling your son what God has done for you
你就开始告诉你的儿子神为你成就了什么
And then verse 24 And the Lord commanded us
然后在24节才说到神吩咐我们要如何遵行
But do you see again what he's done?
但你看到他首先说他所行的。
We start with who God is and what He has done in our lives.
我们开始是说神是如何的一位神，他在我们生命中做了怎样的事。
And then we respond to that with obedience to God's commands.
然后我们作为对他的回应，就是我们顺服神的诫命。
That is important for how we teach our children and even how we speak to our grandchildren about God.
这个对我们教导我们自己的孩子，甚至是教导我们的孙子辈如何的来尊敬神、来爱神是很重要的。
Because many times our response to why should we do this, we're Christians and so we're supposed to.
因为很多时候孩子问我们说我们为什么这么做，你直接就会说因为我们是基督徒，我们就应该这么做。
Exodus, Deuteronomy, Ephesians.We do this because look at what God has done for us in our lives.
但你看出埃及记、生命记、以弗所书一次次说到，我们这么行是因为神在我们生命中行了如此的事。
We start with who God is.
我们开始要一定记住神是怎样一位。
This is who we are because of what God has done.
我们是这样，正因为是因为神在我们身上行了这样的事。
And now, this is how we live as a result.
而我们现在所行的是这件是神所行的事情的结果。
If you will understand that, it changes how we see God's law in our life.
如果你明白的话，这会改变你在自己的生活中如何看待神的律法。
Because it's no longer this heavy burden, it's a joyful response to who God is and what He has done.
因为这就不再会是一个很沉重的负担，而是一个满心欢喜的对神所做的一个满心欢喜的回应。
But for many, many Christians, they only think in terms of Ephesians 4 through 6.
但是对很多基督徒来说，他们看以弗所书四章到六章。
A list of rules.
他们只是认为这是很多的规条。
Always as God leads you in your life, as you hear God saying, this is what I want you to do.
但是在神带领你的过程中，你会看到神总在说，我想让你这样做。
Go back to remember who God is and what He has done in your life.
你要时刻的回到那个最开始去记住神是怎样一位，他在你生命中行了如何的事。
And then obedience becomes a joyful response to that.
因为只有这样子，你的顺服才会成为一个满心欢喜的回应。
Okay, so we have looked at 1 through 3, the big picture, this is what God has done.
所以我们已经看过1到3章那个大的画面，神所做的。
Now he's moving down to what we do.
然后我们就看到我们要怎么做。
The first question I put on your study guide to ask you to look at this week, what does God urge the Ephesians to do?
我们这个作业里面第一个问题，我让大家思考的是，保罗敦促以弗所的基督徒当如何做。
See who did your homework.
有人做作业吗？
Okay.
行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
That's very good. That's good, of course. He puts it very simply. I, therefore, and remember the therefore points back, because of what God has done, I urge you to do what?
大家看到这个地方很简单的，他要以弗所的人怎么做呢？要记得是神为他们做了什么，然后他要求这个教会的人怎么做呢？
Walk worthy of your calling.
说行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
Now, in Paul, I've told you before, to walk is simply to live.
我之前讲过，在保罗书信中，这个行事为人就是你生活的这种方式。
So he is saying, because of what God has done in your life, now you must walk in this way, in a way worthy of that calling.
他就是说因为神在你生命中所成就的这些事，所以你现在行事为人当如此，当与蒙召的恩相称。
He says, Paul, I mean, God did not transform your life so that you can go ahead and live in the same way you did before.
并不是说神改变你的生命，让你可以过和过去一样的生活。
He transformed your life so that you can liveIn a new way.
而是说他改变了你的生命，让你可以用新的方式来生活。
Last week we had baptism.
上一周我们这里有洗礼。
I tried to convince Brother Vaughn this morning that this was here because all guest speakers stand inside this when they preach.
我今天早上和王庆弟兄开玩笑说这个受洗池还在这里是因为讲员会站在这个当中来讲道。
I was hoping when it came time to preach he would climb in here.
我就想着这个讲员讲道的时候会爬到这个里面来。
He's too smart.
他太聪明了没有爬进去。
But we had baptism last week.
但我们上周这里有洗礼。
That's wonderful.
洗礼是很美好的。
Paul says,
保罗说,
the people who were baptized last week, the people who have become new creatures, must now be living in a new way.
说这些上个星期受洗的人，这些被重新造成新造的人的这些弟兄姐妹，他们必须要过一种新的生命，用新的生活来进行。
When you were living in rebellion to God, against God, you were a sinner.
当你活在背叛神、悖逆神的当中的时候，你是一个罪人。
If you are baptized and you continue to live in rebellion against God, you are simply a wet sinner.
如果你受洗，然后你还是依旧活在悖逆神、背叛神的这个过程中，那么你只是一个淋湿了的罪人。
Paul says that's not what God called us to be.
保罗说神并不是呼召我们这样做。
God did not do all of this to make us wet sinners.
神并没有做所有的这些事让我们只是变成一个淋湿的罪人。
Wet rebels.
变成这个淋湿的这个叛逆者。
He did this so we can walk in a new way.
他如此行是为了让我们可以有新的生命新的行事为人的方式。
And so Paul is going to show us what this new way of life is.
所以保罗要向我们展示这种新的生命、新的生活方式是什么样子的。
He's going to show us in today's lesson, it is a life of unity, a one body, a one people.
所以在今天的课程当中，保罗就告诉我们说，这种新的生活、新的生命是在合一当中，是一个肢体。
In the next section, he's going to show us that it is a holy people.
然后在下一次的讲义上会告诉我们说，这是一个圣洁的肢体。
But for today,
但是
It is unity, one people.
但是在今天这个课程当中是讲合一，是一个肢体。
Now on the handout that I gave you, if you'll jump down to question six.
如果你看我们作业里面的第六个问题。
I want to take this out of order.
我想就是打乱顺序来问。
I ask you, in your own words, what is the difference between unity and uniformity?
所以用你们自己的话来说说合一和一致有什么区别呢
What's the difference between those two words?
合一和一致它们有什么区别
Very good, very good.
一致就是说大家都要一模一样但是合一是说我们还是可以有不同但是我们联合在一起
Uniformity, we line everyone up, and they all look exactly the same. They walk exactly the same. Everything is a copy, a robot.
然后一致就是说我们把人列成一对，每个人看上去都是一模一样，他走路也是一模一样，就像机器人一样，大家都是一模一样。
Paul doesn't teach us that.
保罗并没有教导我们这样。
He doesn't say that, okay, if you're going to be a Christian, everyone is going to look exactly alike.
保罗并没有说如果你要成为一个基督徒那每个人要看上去都完全一模一样
He says we're going to be different
保罗说我们会有不同
What is unity?
那合一是什么呢
Our sister said it allows differences
我们的姐妹说合一它允许有不同
Now there are churches that say okay we will be unified
然后有些教会可能会说我们会合一
And that means you can do whatever you want
那意思就是说你可以为所欲为
You can believe whatever you want
你可以相信所有你想相信的
But we'll all be unified, we'll have one church
但是我们都合一就是有这样同一个教会
We may have nothing in common
我们可能没有任何共同点
We don't believe alike, we don't live alike But we call ourselves one church
我们所信的也不同我们所行的也不同但我们就是叫我们自己是同一个教会
I don't think Paul would agree that that's unity
我想保罗不会同意说那种合一是他所说的合一。
What is unity?
那合一是什么呢
Same goal, same purpose.
同样的目标，同样的目的。
One identity.
同样的这种身份的认同感。
I put here one body, many parts.
我在这个上面写到一个肢体，一个身子，许多肢体。
Yesterday, my children and I had a rehearsal for the program we're playing.
昨天我的孩子们和我一起，我们有一个就是排练一个彩排。
And one of the pieces that we really had a lot of trouble on yesterday is a piece where we all play on one piano.
然后我们当时练的时候有一个很难的部分，就是我们所有人都在弹同一个在同一个钢琴上演奏。
Now uniformity would be if we all played exactly the same thing.
那一致就是说我们每一个人弹的都是一模一样的。
And that would mean it was kind of boring.
那每个人都弹一模一样，就听上去很无聊。
Because if three people are going to sit there playing exactly the same thing, you might as well just fire two of them and only have one.
如果三个人坐在那里弹一模一样的东西，你可能觉得我就不需要另外两个，我只要一个就可以。
Okay, so it's not uniformity, there's variety.
所以不是说一模一样，而是要有不同。
But,
但是
at the same time,If all three of us sat down and just said, I'll play whatever I like.
但是如果我们三个人坐在那里就说，哎呀，我就弹，我想弹什么就弹什么。
It would be chaos.
那就是一团糟。
Right?
对吗？
Instead, we all have our separate parts.
其实我们每一个人都有我们不同的这个分工，不同的部分。
But they all are unified with one goal, one sound that we're making, I hope.
但是我们所有三个人在一起是要有一个共同的目标，有出一个共同的这个声音。至少我希望是这样子的。
As of yesterday, there wasn't yet unity, but we're still aiming for it.
但昨天我们其实还没有达到这个合一，但是我们的目标是要达到这个合一。
Paul is saying, yes, there will be differences.
保罗说是的，会有不同。
But we must be tied together with one purpose.One core belief. This is who we are.
但是我们必须因着这一个核心的信仰，我们被紧紧的连接，就是我们所是的，我们所信的。
The New York Yankees used to be a very—I don't know what they are now—but they used to be very successful baseball team.
这个纽约洋基队，他们曾经是一个非常成功的一个球队。
And someone asked their manager, "Is it hard to get great players for your team?"
就曾经有人问他们的这个经理说，是不是让这个伟大的球员来到你们的球队很难呢？
And he said, no, not at all.
他说一点都不难。
It is easy to get good players.
他说要得到很好的球员是很容易的。
The hard part is getting good players to play together.
他说但是难的是在于让这些很出色的球员可以彼此协作一起来比赛。
And I read that and I thought, you could almost put that in the church.
然后我读到那里我就想这个好像在教会也适用。
Pastor, is it hard to get good members? No, it's easy to get good members.
然后对牧师来说有很好的会众很难吗？不难，很容易就有能得到很好的会众。
The hard part is pulling good members together to be working for a unified goal and purpose.
难的是让这些很好的会众能够合一为着共同的目标共同的目的来努力。
Because you see, on a baseball team,
因为你看到在这个什么棒球队
，Don't ask me, I don't. On a baseball team, a good player sometimes is asked to bunt the ball and know he's going to get out in order to achieve the purpose of the team.
I don't.
I'm so sorry.
这就是说，有的时候我猜啊。
Yes, here you can tell us.
就是有的时候他那个队员会被要求不是打很远，而是就是轻轻的，就是轻轻的打一个很看似不好的球，然后把自己的球员从一垒送到二垒。我不看棒球。
I'm sorry. Here's what I want you to understand.
那我想让大家明白的是什么呢
？Here is a baseball player who is paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to hit that ball.
那就是你要知道这个球员他的工资是非常非常高故他就是要来击打这个球。
And if he hits it out of the park, he'll be on the front page of the paper the next day.
如果他那个击球力量足够大，把这个球打出那个场地的话，他明天一定会登上报纸头条的。
And the manager says,
但是这个经理却说
I want you to bunt.
我就想让你轻轻地把这球打一下。
Well, then I'm going to be out.
那我就出局了呀。
No one ever gets on the front page of the paper because they bunted.
没有人会因为就轻轻击打一下球就上头版头条的。
But you see, the test of that player as a team player is, do I sacrifice what I want to do for the good of the team?
所以对于这个球员来说，他的这个测试就是他要想我自己是不是愿意牺牲看上去对我很好的事情来寻求这个球队的益处。
Paul's picture of the unity in a church
保罗所看到的这个教会的合一的这个场景
is not what makes me look best.
不是说怎么做让我能看上去是最好的。
Not what draws the attention to me and gets me on the front page of the paper.
不是说让人如何的注意到我让我能够上头条。
But how do I serve the purposes that God has for the church?
而是我要如何服侍神对这个教会的心意和目的。
And so a few weeks ago, Sue and I went to Food Town.
几周之前，我太太和我去这个亚洲超市。
And here are members from Palm Beach passing out invitations.
然后我们就看到我们教会有同工在那里发那个福音单张。
Now, on Sunday morning, no one said, everyone who went to hand them out, let's cheer for them.
然后但是我们没有人说星期天的时候说哎呀昨天谁去发单张了站起来我们一起来鼓励他们为他们鼓掌。
We hardly even think about it.
我们好像从来都没有想过这些事情。
And yet, what they are doing on Saturday morning is contributing to the progress of the church.
但是他们这些人在星期六早上所做的却是对教会的成长进步做出了贡献。
But if when the church says we need someone to hand outinvitations at Food Town, you say, well, you know what? Nobody's going to ever cheer for that. No, no, thank you. I want to be up front.
但是如果有人问说、哎、我们需要有人在这个亚洲超市门口发单张，你可能会想，哎呀，好像都没有人注意到这件事，也没有人来鼓励我们，我不要去，我要想在台前服侍。
The church suffers.
如果大家都这样子的话，这个教会就会受苦。
Paul says unity is we are all united by God's goal for our church.
那保罗在这里说合一就是我们所有人都为着神对这个教会的目标而彼此联合。
And we sacrifice our individual ambitions for that goal.
我们也为着这个目标来牺牲来付出我们自己的这种私心这种、啊、自己的这种、啊、热情或者是野心。
Now, he tells us how that will happen.
那保罗接下来告诉我们这是怎样发生的呢
Verse 2
在第二节
He gives us some guidelines for how that's going to happen
他给了我们一些指导让我们知道如何让这些事情发生
And he does it with qualities of who we are to be
就是让我们知道我们要成为怎样的人怎样的、
Here is how we walk worthy of the calling God gave us
就是我们如何可以行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
And look at these. Humility.
就是谦逊。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Patience.
忍耐。
Bearing with one another.
宽容。
Love.
然后爱心。
Now I ask you as you were thinking about this this week to just briefly define those.
所以在这周你们思想这些的时候我想让大家来想一想你们如何来定义这几点
What does it mean to be humble? Humility
谦虚是什么意思
To not want to be up front
It might mean to not want to be up front
或许意思是说不愿意或者不想站在前面
But
但是
I have to argue with your definition
我必须要跟你讨论一
下 But you're humble, so you won't be offended, right?
必须要跟你讨论一下这个定义。
Would you agree that on Sunday morning we really need someone to be up front?
你们是不是同意说星期天早上我们必须要有人站在前面
Who was up front? Brother Quincy, you were up front this morning, right? Okay. So at 9:59,
早上九点五十九的时候
，Brother Quincy says, "No, I'm not going up front. I'm too humble for that."
然后王庆弟兄就说：“哎呀，我要很谦卑，很谦逊，我不要站到上面去。”
Well, I know, I know. Brother Hung Chen says, "Well, I'm not going to do it because I'm more humble than Quincy."
然后洪俊弟兄说：“哎，我也不要站到前面去，因为我比王庆弟兄还谦卑。”
So it has to be more than not wanting to be up front, right?
所以谦卑并不只是说不想站在前面。
But I know what you mean. It is not the ambition. I have to be up front.
是说我没有那种私心，说我一定要站在最前面。
Yes, it's not seeking recognition.
就是不是要去寻求被认可。
What does it mean to be humble?
那谦虚到底是什么意思呢
？Walking, thinking of others more than of yourself.
就是思想别人比超过思想自己的需要。
Humility is not looking for what will people think of me.
谦虚就是说，不是一直在想说人们会怎么看我。
It is allowing God to put me where He chooses to put me.
而是让神可以把我放在他想让我去的地方。
And accepting that.Graciously,
而且满心感恩的接受
And so it is not the kind of false humility that says, "Well, no, I can't leave the service because I'm very humble."
这个谦虚不是说那种错误的谦虚，说，哎呀，我很谦虚，所以我不要去领会
But if at 47 God says, "Go to the mission field," okay, God, if that's what you call, I will go.
谦虚是说在你47岁的时候如果神呼召你去到这种宣教工厂你说好神我愿意然后你就去
Let me tell you something about this humility
让我来和大家分享一下关于这个谦虚
The New Testament is the first place we have ever found where the Greek word for humility is used in a positive sense
在新约圣经中是我们第一次发现谦虚这个字眼在希腊语中被用于积极的意思。
The Greeks never used humility as a positive word. Sorry.
在这个希腊人，他们从古希腊人，他们从来没有用谦虚这个词用在一个积极的含义或语境当中。
They felt like that the way you were supposed to do was to build yourself up.
他们认为说你们应该做的就是要自己建立自己。
It is Jesus coming that changes that.
是主耶稣来到这个世界改变了这个观点。
He is the one who shows us what it means to be humble.
是主耶稣向我们展示了谦虚是什么样子。
It's never false humility.
不是那种虚假的谦虚。
He doesn't say, "Oh no, I can't heal that person. I'm too weak."
他并没有说，哎呀，我没有办法医治那个人，我很虚弱的。
He does the mission God has given him.
他行了神所让他行的使命。
Don't read this humility, and when the church says, "Would you please help in this?" say, "Oh no, I'm too humble."
不要看到这里说谦虚，然后当教会邀请你来做一件事情的时候，你说，哎呀，我不做了，我要很谦虚。
But to say, "God, you put me where you can use me."
而是说神求你把我放在你需要我去的地方
Gentleness, what is gentleness?
第二个温柔温柔是什么呢
Is that how it's translated in Chinese? Yeah. Gentle? Okay.
Yeah.
What is gentleness?
温柔是什么
It's kind, okay
就是善良
Tender, okay.
柔和
The reason I ask what it had in Chinese, some translations have meekness for this.
Oh, 因为有些翻译的版本把它翻译成这种柔顺
It is not the idea of someone who is weak.
这里的温柔并不是指虚弱、软弱无力的意思
It doesn't mean people just kind of run over you and you say, "Well, that's okay."
并不是说啊，人们就侵犯你，你也说哎，无所谓，没关系。
One of my favorite definitions of meekness is this: it is the gentleness of the strong.
我最喜欢的一个定义就是那个。
A strong person who is gentle.
这个温柔是说一个很强有力的人展现出来的柔和，而不是虚弱。
Someone else defined it strength under control.
有人把它定义为说被控制的这种力量。
The gentle person is strong in their soul, inside.
这种温柔的人，他们在里面，在灵里面，其实是很坚强的。
But they don't have to scream and yell to win the argument.
但是他们不需要大声地冲着别人来喊，他是什么？
There is strength.
他们里面有力量。
And Paul says, here's how we're going to walk worthy. Here's how we're going to be unified.
那保罗说，我们要如何与蒙召的恩相称？我们要如何合一呢？
Humility.
要谦虚
gentleness,
要温柔
and then he says patience.
然后接下来他说要忍耐
What is patience?
忍耐是什么呢
The opposite of impatience.
就是不忍耐的反义词
And I can see we won't get very far because when I ask him what is impatience, he will say it means not patient.
我好像这样说我在问什么是不忍耐，你就告诉我说，忍耐的反义词就是不忍耐。
I have found in every class there's always one student who has the right answer, but it means nothing.
我好像每次上课都会有遇到学生，他们总能给出正确答案，但是这个答案没什么用。
I'm glad I know who that is. I won't call on you anymore.
我现在知道我们这堂课里面是谁了。
But I say that with gentleness and humility.
但是我用温柔谦虚的方式来说这个话。
What is patience?
忍耐是什么呢？
Okay, that's good.
就是我们要知道神一直有他的计划，我们就是要充满盼望的，充满信心的来等待。
Waiting for God, yes.
等待神的时间。
I like that because patience is not, well, whatever, it's okay.
我很喜欢这个定义，因为这个忍耐并不是啊无所谓，爱怎么怎么办。
One of the best places to define it, I think, is in James.
James 我想在啊、雅各书第五章中有对于忍耐一个很好的定义。
You have heard of the patience or the endurance of Job. Verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们为有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐。
Now, I like that example.
我很喜欢这里关于约伯的这个例子。
Because have you ever read the book of Job?
你曾经读过约伯记吗？
You remember how through all that happens, Job says, oh, it's okay, if God wants this to happen, I don't mind.
你在读约伯记的时候，你有读到说，约伯在看到这一切发生之后，他说，
哦，
如果神愿意这样发生，就这样吧，无所谓的。
If you remember that, you haven't read Job.
如果你记得有这种描述的话，你一定没有读约伯记。
Job says, God, why is this happening?
约伯一次次说神啊为什么会发生这些
Job, God, how can you do this to me? I have served you.
约伯说神啊我服侍你你怎么能让这些事发生在我的身上
Job complains loudly.
约伯是很大声的在抱怨
But,
但是呢
he endures.
他也忍耐
He doesn't give up on God.
他没有放弃神
He says, God,Even if I die, I'm not giving up.
他说即使我离世我也不放弃。
And so when James wants to give us a picture of what it means to be patient.
所以当雅各书中想给我们描述一个忍耐的一个画面的时候
He says, remember Job.
他提到你们要想起约伯。
Who isn't quiet and calm?
约伯可不是很安静很平静的。
But he doesn't give up.
但是他没有放弃。
I don't know Chinese, so I don't know if what I'm going to say is true.
我不知道这个中文是怎么说，所以我也不知道我现在说的是不是真的。
If it's not true, just pretend it is and then tell me afterwards.
如果他说的不是真的，我们也假装认为是真的，之后再告诉他。
Help me save face here.
让他有点面子。
But I was told that the ideogram for patience is like a knife through the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
因为这个忍字在中文当中就是心头上一把刀。
And to me, that is powerful.
对我来说，这种解释是很有力量的。
Because some people have defined patience as if you're really patient, it won't hurt.
因为好像有些人解释忍耐，就说如果你真的忍耐的话，好像就不疼了，不会受伤。
You'll just say, God, whatever you say, it's fine with me.
就有些人说，好像哎呀，神，你愿意怎么说怎么说吧，都可以的。
No, patience is a knife through the heart at times. It hurts.
而忍耐可是心字头上一把刀，是会疼的。
It is painful.
是很疼的。
But you don't quit.
但是你不放弃。
Now you see how important this is to what Paul is telling us about how we walk worthy.
你看到吗？这个很重要的是保罗告诉我们要这样才能与蒙召的恩相称。
Because if you are part of the body of Christ,
因为如果你是基督身子的一部分
it's going to require patience.
那你就需要忍耐。
Now, I've told you before that Paul is looking in Ephesians both at the universal church and the local church.
我之前给大家讲过，保罗在以弗所书中所说到的是普世教会，也是我们本地的教会。
As a part of the universal church, as a Christian.
所以作为一个基督徒，作为这个普世教会的一部分。
To walk with Christ in your life is going to require an endurance.
那么在你的生命中与神同行是需要忍耐的。
Because at times the Christian life is not easy.
因为总有一些时候这个基督徒的生活是不容易的。
And if you don't have this kind of endurance, you will give up.
因为所以如果你没有这样子的忍耐你很容易就放弃。
But I told you that Paul is also speaking to a local church.
但我也说过，保罗也是对着本地教会所说。
And so let me be very honest with you.
所以让我很诚实的来告诉你们。
You are part at Palm Beach of a wonderful church.
你们是这个棕榈滩很棒的这个教会的一部分。
But at times...If you do not have this kind of endurance that he's talking about as being a member of a body, you will be tempted to say, ah, I'll just walk away.
但是有的时候如果你没有保罗这里提到的这种忍耐作为一个肢体的忍耐的话你很容易就有的时候会说哎呀算了我就离开吧。
You see, I don't think Paul is just talking in theory here about big ideas.
我想保罗在这里并不是只是空讲一种理论一个大的一个观点
He is talking to a group of believers in a local church in Ephesus
他是对着在以弗所教会的这些信徒们在说
And he knows their church is like our church
保罗知道他们的教会也和我们教会一样
At times there will be disagreements
有时候我们有争执有分歧
There will be challenges
有挑战
And they will be tempted to say, forget it. It's easier to just stay home.
也可能会很容易就说哎呀算了吧待在家里会更容易的。
Paul says, no, you're part of a body.
保罗在这里说不是的你们都是同一个身子的肢体。
Both universal, but also in your local body.
不只是这个普世教会这个身子而且是你们这个本地教会的肢体。
Being a part of that requires a patience and endurance.
那作为这个教会的肢体那就需要有忍耐
Now, quickly the last two Forbearance, bearing with one another What does that mean?
我们很快来说最后两个宽容彼此宽容是什么意思
Able to be around them, okay
就是能在他们周围可以跟他们在一起
This is dangerous, but let me try
这么说可能很危险但让我来试一下
How many of you are married?
有多少人是已婚的结婚的
Keep your hands up
大家举着手
Now here's the dangerous part
好危险的地方来了
How many of you are married to a spouse who has a few things that probably other people would think Why do they do that?
那你的配偶会不会有一些小习惯或小毛病别人会说哎，他怎么这样呢
Put your hand down Sue has both hands up.
我太太两只手都举起来了。
Anyone else looking is going to say, that's odd.
别的人可能看着你的配偶都会说，哎呦，太奇怪了吧。
I couldn't stand that.
我是受不了了。
Right?
是吗？
But they're your husband, your wife.
但是那是你的丈夫，是你的妻子。
And you have forbearance. You hardly notice it now.
然后你们就彼此宽容，可能你们现在都不觉察不出来了。
That's just their way.
那就是他们的那种方式。
And the key is this, forbearing in love.
那关键是什么呢？就是在爱心中互相宽容。
The reason...You forbear it is not, well, I have no choice, so I'm going to tolerate it.
那你宽容的原因不是说，哎呀，我也没别的选择，我就只能宽容他了。
It is. I love him. I love her.
而是说我爱他。
And so, I don't see all of those quirks that everyone else sees. I see them through love.
正因为我爱他，所以我看不到别人觉得他身上奇奇怪怪的点，我看到的都是通过爱心看到的。
And Paul says, here's how we're going to work together and be unified in a church.
那保罗就这里说，这就是我们如何彼此连结，成为一个合一的教会的方式。
Everyone else looks at Richard and says, wow, look at this list of things.
然后很多人看到这个 Richard 弟兄说，哎呦，你看这些事儿。
But he's my brother. He's part of our body.
但是他是我的弟兄，他是我们肢体的一部分。
And so I see him through that love.
所以我就是用这种爱来看待他。
My children, when they were young,
在我孩子还小的时候
sometimes would argue.
他们会有彼此争执。
But if you said to my daughter, Austin is whatever.
但是如果你对我女儿说哎呦，你这个兄弟真是不怎么样。
She's never going to forgive you.
我女儿可能永远都不会原谅你了。
Austin might fuss at Stacy, but if you said something bad about Stacy, he's going to punch you.
我这个儿子可能有时候会跟他这个姐妹有一些争执，但是如果你要对我儿子说他这个姐妹任何不好的话，他可能真的会很生气，会打你的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they loved one another.
因为他们彼此相爱。
You know what I'd like to see in a church?
你知道我想在教会中看到怎么样的场景吗
？Sitting in here, sitting in a meeting, we might have disagreements.
就是我们坐在一起的时候，我们会有各样的不同。
We might argue.
我们或许会争论。
But because we love one another.
但是因为我们彼此相爱。
If someone out there says.Have you heard about Brother Hong Chin? Let me tell you about him.
如果有一个别人外面的人说，哎，你有听说过洪俊弟兄吗？哎，让我跟你讲一讲。
Every one of us would say, "No, I'm not going to hear." He is my brother, and I love him.
我们在座的每一个人都会说，我不想听你说他任何的不好。他是我们当中的一个，他是我们的弟兄。
Brother Quincy, he's my brother, and I love him.
王庆弟兄，他是我的弟兄，我爱他。
That's what Paul says we do as a body. We forbear in love.
这就是保罗所说的，我们是一个身子，我们用爱心互相宽容。
I have to quit, so we're going to finish this next week.
啊，我必须要停在这里，我们下周再继续。
If you haven't finished out these questions, finish them out.
如果你没有做完这个作业的话，请你们把作业写完。
But if you have, I still want you to think especially about this. This is where we're going to start next week.
如果你已经完成作业的话，我想让大家来思考一个问题。
Paul says in verse 4, we are one body.
保罗在第四节中说到，我们是一个身体。
But in verse 3, he says we have to work. We have to be eager to maintain this unity.
但是在第三节他又说我们要竭力保守这样合而为一的心。
And I want you to think about this.
所以我想让大家来思想。
If we are one body, then why do we have to work at it?
说如果我们教会是同一个肢体的话，我们为什么还要努力去保守这种合一呢？
How many of you are Chinese?
有多少人是中国人？
Okay, how hard do you work at being Chinese?
你多努力地做一个中国人呢
？No, you really don't work at it, do you? Okay.
你不会很努力地要做一个中国人。
Paul says we are one body.
保罗说我们都是一个肢体。
And then he says, work at being one body.
同时又说我们要竭力地保守这合一。
Think especially about that this week as you work through this verses 1-16.
所以在这一周你们再看一到十四节的时候来想一想这个问题。
And we will finish this up next week.
我们下周来结束这一课。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for what you have done to make us your people.
主啊，我们为着你所做的让我们成为你的子民而感恩。
Now you have called us to walk worthy of the calling and what you have done.
主啊，你呼召我们要行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
Help us as Christians to do that in our lives.
帮助我们，让我们在每天的生活中可以做出来。
And help us as members of this church to do it in our local church.
也帮助我们这个教会的会员，让我们作为一个本地的教会也可以行得出来。
That we will be the people in the church you have called us to be.
让我们成为你所呼召我们的这个教会的子民。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen。